From an undisclosable location for reasons of security and therefore insecurity, floating upon the electromagnetic swells, this is the Mothership, and welcome to Coast AM. John B. Wells in with you for our night together, and we have a program on tonight that I think you will like. First hour, Jeffrey Smith, Executive Director of the Institute for Responsible Technology and the leading spokesperson on the health dangers of genetically modified foods. Followed by, for the last 3 hours, yes, Stuart Rhodes, the founder and president of Oath Keepers. Stuart graduated summa cum laude from the University of Nevada. That's Nevada, sorry. Las Vegas, and then went on to graduate from Yale Law School in 2004. He and Oath Keepers, these are military and police who intend to honor their oath, which means there won't be any repeats of Waco on their watch. Now, where this genetically modified food thing is concerned, I knew a little bit about them. I knew that they were experimenting with them. But, you know, the farther down the old mine shaft I went, the worse this really looked. And let me tell you what I mean. Bill Gates, the heavy Monsanto investor who purchased 500,000 shares of the biotech giant in 2010, has been touting Monsanto's genetically modified creations as a tool that is necessary to prevent starvation in poor nations, the same poor nations where thousands of farmers routinely commit suicide. This started off at InfoWars. Our friend Alex Jones went right over to Mail Online. You know, .co.uk, the GM genocide. Thousands, not one or two, thousands of Indian farmers are committing suicide after using genetically modified crops. When Prince Charles claimed thousands of Indian farmers were killing themselves after using GM crops, he was branded as a scaremonger. In fact, as this chilling dispatch reveals, it's even worse than he feared. And in fact, the story goes on to say that the man whose story is being told in this story actually drank the insecticide and killed himself because they're paying 10 pounds for 100 grams of seeds and they won't grow. So, and then I looked at Monsanto and I asked, what are GMOs? A genetically modified organism or genetically engineered organism is an organism whose genetic material has been altered using genetic techniques.